Samson and Delilah. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a story about one of the strongest men who ever lived. His story is told in the Old Testament of the Bible, in the book of Judges, and his name was Samson. But the strongest man who ever lived had a weakness, which he kept very secret. The source of all his strength was in his hair. And this is the story of how a woman called Delilah found out his secret and what she did with it. A long time ago, in a land where the sun is searingly hot, a man was making his way through a vineyard. The vines brushed against his broad thighs as he went. He was young and handsome, and long hair fell down his muscular back. He had taken an oath never to cut his hair, drink wine, or touch a dead person. For this oath, he was considered to be a holy man. But whether his character was holy, that is something I will leave for you to judge. Now crouching among the vines was a lion. He swished his tail like a cat about to pounce upon a mouse. His nostrils quivered at the scent of man. His ears tuned in to the sound of footsteps and rustling vine leaves. And then he sprang with his jaws open and his claws extended. Samson, for that was the name of his intended victim, punched the lion on the chin and then tore him apart with his bare hands. Soon the creature lay dead among the vines. Samson was pleased with this encounter because he liked a good scrap. But there was something he liked even more, and that was a pretty face. It must have been his lucky day, because at the bottom of the hill, he spied a lovely young woman sitting on the steps of her father's house. The girl was a Philistine, and Samson was an Israelite. Their peoples were enemies. In fact, at this time, the Philistines ruled over the Israelites. But Samson did not care about politics. "Make love, not war," he said to himself. He sat down next to the Philistine girl and spoke to her, and she liked this handsome young stranger as much as he liked her. On his way back home, Samson passed through the vineyard where he had met the lion. He heard a buzzing sound and saw that the bees were swarming around the dead beast. The corpse was now filled with a thick amber-coloured liquid. Samson scooped some of the sticky stuff up onto his fingers and tasted it. It was honey. He dug out more of the sweetness with his hand and ate it. As the honey melted on his tongue, he felt his muscles grow even stronger. By the time he reached home, he felt so full of energy and power that he was certain he could fight a whole army single-handed and win. But he did not tell his parents about the lion or the honey. He decided to keep that secret for himself. Instead, he described the girl to his mother and told her that he intended to marry her. His mother threw her arms up and said, "Is there not a single woman among your own people that you might marry?" But his father said that it was the Lord's will that their son should wed a daughter of the Philistines. "Let them take Samson into their family," he said. "They deserve him." And his wife knew exactly what he meant. The wedding feast lasted 7 days on end. Long tables were set outside in the girl's village, and the trestles were laden with piles of goat's meat, figs, grapes, stuffed vine leaves, hummus, fried aubergines, and other delicacies. Philistines and Israelites sat side by side around the tables. They ate and drank together. They sang and danced together. And they laid their bets and dares for each other. In fact, after not very long, anyone coming up upon this wedding celebration would have a hard time saying who was Philistine and who was Israelite. On the very first night, Samson gave the guests a riddle to solve. He promised if anyone could find out its meaning, he would give each and every one of his guests a fine set of clothes.